I have a few guests joining us here this morning on our program. We're going to talk about a fundraising effort that's going to help the local reserve officers here. Eric Wickman is in with us this morning, along with Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson and Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Eric, I know you're donating an opportunity for folks to raise some money, having a special shooting event over at your place.
Yeah, I get a lot of requests to shoot at my place. It's not a public range. And Darby and I were talking at the courthouse one day, and I thought it'd be a good idea to have a public shoot and have the police department, the sheriff's department sponsor it in a competition and donate all the proceeds to a local charity. They came up with the police reserves. They do the Toys for Tots children's program at Christmas time. 100% of the proceeds will go towards charity. There's no management fee or anything like that. I'm donating all the clay pigeons and the insurance, so there's no cost. Mm-hmm. All the help will be. So we hope to have up to 60 teams, raise about $6,000, and have a lot of fun.
Interesting. Have you had events like this out there at your place before?
I had the Fat Man Triathlon out there. I've had a few bachelor parties. I don't normally carry insurance for it, so I have to be careful about what I do. So this will be the first truly public event.
Oh, okay. Very good. So this is an opportunity for folks to experience that a little bit too then. Do you 60 teams sounds pretty optimistic. Do you anticipate a lot of support then for this?
Yes, I do. There's a lot of people around Atlantic that like to shoot, and there is a range at Anita now for shotgun for sporting clays. But I get a lot of requests, and this is at a good time of year, around the 4th of July when families are home. And people want, are looking for recreational opportunities. So I anticipate that we'll at least come close to 60 teams. I know I've had a lot of requests from surrounding counties from my own customers. So, I think we'll come close to that number or exceed it. And we've got 5-time slots. So, a lot of different times when people can shoot. It should take about a half an hour per team. So not, show up. Bring your guns, bring your ammunition, get in your time slot. You should be able to turn that around in an hour and still have a lot of fun.
Sure. What is a team? How many guys?
4 guys on a team.
People. People.
There 4 people.
Might be some gals out there shooting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there are some gals. Actually, there's some gals going in there.
There you go.
So, yeah, four members to each team, 25 shots per member, and, shotgun only. And there'll be a variety of targets. Almost anybody could show up. An average to novice shooter can show up and hit some targets, I'd hope. But we'll also make it tough enough that I hope nobody gets a perfect score or we only have one or two.
Okay. So. Darby said that he kind of thought about this when he was running up the courthouse one day. What was your initial response?
Anytime you can get someone to initiate something where they're giving money to a charitable organization, getting the ball rolling, coming up with ideas, you've got to meet it and try and back it. And certainly it's a great opportunity for us to talk a little smack with the Atlantic Police Department and and get some good rivalry going there and have fun. Yeah. Out of work, just get together and have fun.
Sure. Away from the office.
Correct.
Or the vehicle or wherever else you run into each other. But, just so we dispel the rumors, you guys get along.
Yes, we get along great.
This is just personal.
We're going to handicap
rivalry.
This, so it's fair.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have to give some,
sheriff's department a little extra.
Yeah, well, we'll take it. We'll take it.
See, we're trying not to start rumors here, and you guys are just fueling the fire.
I have a member of the fire department on my staff, and they're already talking trash. They're going to kick some butt. I said, well, we'll see.
There you go. Dave, this is going to benefit the reserves here. It's pretty important stuff.
The Atlantic Police Kids Fund reserve programs that we do, like the Kids Camp Out, which we're getting ready to do here the 15th, 16th, and 17th of June, taking the Kids Camp Out, 9 to 12-year-olds, all expenses paid, 3 days, 2 nights. We got the zoo trip coming up on the 13th of June. We're taking 6 to 8-year-old kids over to the zoo all day, all expenses paid. So, it's good charity. It's helping all kids in Cass County. All they have to do is just apply for some of it.
Well, the reserves are donating their time, but there are expenses involved to do the programming that you do along the way. And how do you normally come up with that money?
the good citizens of Cass County. They are great. I couldn't ask for a better place to live.
So how important is an opportunity like this to raise some money?
Very important. I mean, because like the kids camp out, we might, don't quote me on the amount of the cost of it, but I think it runs probably about $2,000 just to take those kids for 3 days. But it's, you know, a lot of prepping time and stuff like that, getting things ready to go for it.
Right.
You know, and then the full-time officers also donate their time and go over there to help out with it. And it's a good time to see those kids play and be kids out there playing in the dirt. It's good.
Well, and isn't it important, though, too, for especially young people to have positive interactions with local law enforcement, to just not run into them at, 2 a.m. or whenever?
Yeah, it is very important, just because in this day and age, unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of their parents. We're dealing with when their parents are, we're seeing them at their worst, making bad choices or whatever. You know, anytime we can have positive interaction with them, it is great. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it does take some funds to be able to do that programming and those types of things. Eric, talk a little bit about the process. How do folks sign up for the event?
Well, both the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department have pledge cards available. They can sign a team up with them. John Bishop's agreed to keep some cards at the Super Bowl, and you could pick one up there and sign up there. We'll also have them at the front desk of Wickman Chemical. You could call Wickman Chemical, and we could send one in the mail, I guess. So we've got several places where you can find them. I don't know if all the deputies and all the police department employees have copies of the cards, but they're available at the front desk, aren't they?
Correct. They'll be available Monday through Friday at the front desk.
Yeah, okay. And they can just call Wickman Chemical, and we can direct them to a location. It's 243-7739, but I'll make sure Chelsea knows to direct them to you guys if they don't want to come out to our place. I am going to cut off the sign-up probably on the Wednesday night before the shoot, because we have to get the scheduling done. We are not going to accept any card without the money up front, so they have to pay in advance. If they don't make it to the shoot, that's just a donation to the reserves fund, which is great. And we are also accepting sponsored teams. So if a team has several sponsors, that's great. If they bring in more than $100 per team, that's fine. I know I went to one business, and they said they were going to sponsor a team. They only had, two shooters there, so they're finding some more. I'm looking for a sponsor for the CAM shooting team. I'll probably sponsor them myself. I'm sponsoring a couple teams at work. So. I think there'll be a lot of shooters there, a lot of opportunity, and I would encourage people to, get an application as soon as possible, because I'm going to have those dated, and of course, if 10 people want Friday night and there's only room for five, the first five get it. So.
Now, you mentioned you'd like to have up to 60 teams if possible. Can you go past that? Is that a hard limit?
It's not a hard limit. We could go past 60. We may do some unusual things. If we have a lot of people hanging around at a shoot, we could do an Annie Oakley afterwards and have people throw money in a hat for that, which is a lot of fun. We're going to offer people mulligans because it's a charity shoot. If you miss a shot and you want to buy up, it's $5 for an extra shot. So if you want to improve your score by one or two, you can throw $5 or $10 at it. All goes to charity. And so there'll be some teams out there that aren't shooting as well as they want, and they may say, well, I'd like to, or they can register for a second spot and shoot again.
Very good. Well, yeah. It sounds like you've got a lot of things thought through on this, not just mm-hmm. the process, but also for ways of really everybody could participate, because anybody can throw in a donation, anybody can sponsor a team if they'd like, so there's lots of room for inclusion there.
You might want to mention the hunter safety course or weapons permit.
We do require, so we're going to require every shooter to have some sort of either hunter safety training, concealed carry permit that shows they've had some training, or just some sort of firearms training course in their background. If I get some people that can't come up with that, I may be able to mentor them, have an experienced shooter stand by their side while they shoot, just to keep things safe. We're still dealing with guns here, and we don't want accidents, and if I see unsafe behavior on the course, there'll be penalties for that, and the ultimate penalty is that you'll just have to leave. But if I catch somebody breaking one of our shooting rules, it'll cost them a point, not a big deal, but we can have a lot of fun at one of these and keep it 100% safe. That's our goal.
Absolutely. Very good. And raise some good money that way too, mm-hmm. for the reserves. Appreciate it. Well, very good. Again, that's coming up June 29th and 30th, and then July 1st. And right. If you have any other questions, get a hold of Eric. You could probably contact either one of the departments, the Atlantic Police or the Cass County Sheriff's Office. I'm sure they'd be able to share some more info and get you in touch with one of those applications then, too. Guys, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Thanks very much.